I want to tell you a story that I heard recently, which is a mind-boggling story. I guess we invited a crone to Waterbury and was telling me you want to get your money's worth with a story. So, this story, I don't even know if my father knows. You have to tell him. Maybe in the next book. So, the story goes like this, that there was somebody driving across the bridge, and it was a pretty low bridge, but it was a bridge nonetheless over a certain lake. And he was driving by and he sees this lady hanging over the banister, like where, like the ledge there, and she's like screaming like who knows what, and he, you know, it caught his eye, and he stops the car and he goes running over to her and he says, "Ma'am, is everything okay?" She couldn't get the words out. "I can't believe it." And like, she's like, "What happened? You know, what's going on?" And you know, if she was crying or happy, or she says, "I was taking a walk here." She finally calms her down. She said, "I was taking a walk here with my 5-year-old girl. She's very small. She's very thin. And the bars in between, you know, between each bar, instead of doing it so close together, they made it a little far apart. And my daughter was looking at the water below, and she squeezed through the bars, and she fell down. And right, this was 5 seconds ago, and she just fell down now into the water. She doesn't know how to swim. 5 years old. I don't know what to do." The guy throws off his shirt, throws off his shoes, and jumps down. It wasn't such a tall bridge, but it was about 50 feet. And he jumps down into the water. He grabs the girl, 5-year-old. He swims with her to shore. By that time already, other people had heard about it, and they were able to send for an ambulance. There was someone who came with first aid, and they were able to get some oxygen for her. They rushed her to the hospital, and as the kids are, they saved this girl's life. And this guy, single-handedly, after he got her out, he gave it to people who know what they were doing, but he brought her to shore, and he saved this girl's life. Well, the lady looked around, the mother, after she was able to gather herself, she looked around to see where this guy was, and he was nowhere to be found. He went back to his car, he drove off, and he left, put his shoes back on, his shirt out, and, you know, he went back and started driving away. Now, this lady, as it happens, was a very, very wealthy lady, and she wanted to find this guy. She felt like she wanted to give him who knows how much money. The guy saved the daughter's life. What money in the world could buy that? So, but she couldn't find him. Anyway, she hired private detectives to track down this guy. She remembered what color car it was, you know, the license plate. But she hired private detectives, and won't you know, after like a day or two, they found the guy. They found him. I don't know how they did it professionally, but they were able to figure out who this guy was. And they approached him. They said, "Were you the guy who saved the girl on the bridge?" He said, "Yeah." Jumped down and brought us. He said, "What happened?" He said, "I went back. I saved the girl. I went down." Anyway, they put this lady in touch with him. The lady's like, "I want to repay you. I want to give you this. I want to buy that." I was like, "I don't understand where you're going." So I did something that any upright citizen would do. I mean, I saw somebody drowning. I got to let them drown. I saved her. "What do you mean? But you jumped down from 50 feet and you took her to shore and you saved her. Like there's no way I could repay you." He says, "I don't want anything. I don't need anything. I appreciate it. You know, you're welcome. But I don't think anyone else would have done anything different." So she said, "Listen, one thing I'm going to do for you, and that is I want to make a banquet in my house, and I want to make a party with my relatives. I guess as the guy would say, a suda soda, you know, but that their version of that. But some sort of anyone house, and you are going to be the guest of honor. I want to tell over the story, and I want to thank you publicly, and I'll present you with some money or a plaque or whatever." He says, "Lady, you really don't have to. I'm sure you're very busy, you know. I don't think I did anything so extra special." So she said, "That's the least I want to do, and that's what I'm going to do." So she told him which night she's going to make the banquet, and she invited him to come. He came there. He didn't know what to expect. He didn't know anybody there. And he's sitting there at the head table, and she says, "You know, this is the young man that we've all heard about." And, you know, and she starts again with the story, and she was taking a walk, and the 5-year-old she went through, and it's this terrible avalanche. The city doesn't have the bars close together, and on and on she was going. And then she said, "And this is the hero of the story. He's the guy who jumped down and he saved my daughter, and now I would like to ask our hero to say a few words." He's like, "I'm not really a public speaker." And he said, no, just say your feelings on that. Like, he said, "Okay." And he said, "I just want to tell everyone that my feelings are that I don't know what I'm doing here, and I don't understand why they're making such a big banquet in my honor. I think there's not one person in this room that wouldn't do what I did. You see a girl, innocent 5-year-old girl drowning. I jumped down and I saved her, and I brought her to shore. I don't understand what's the big behal over here. But one thing I do want to share with you, and that is that I was never taught how to swim. I never learned how to swim. That's something that I just feel that all of you should know." And what was he saying? What was the point that they all took? He saw a girl drowning. He said, "I have to save this girl." He took off his shirt, took off his shoes, and he jumped down. He didn't know how deep the water was. He knew that he didn't know how to swim, but he didn't make any cheshbonis, because this girl is drowning and I have to save her. He jumped down, he flapped his wings or whatever he did, but he took the girl to shore, and he saved this girl's life. And the people there almost fainted, because here's the guy, the hero. He must be like a professional lifeguard. And here he jumped off the bridge and he brought this girl to shore and saved her life, and he never knew how to swim. And I think that we see here such an amazing lesson, which of course these Goyim probably never dawned upon them, but the idea is, you see the idea of what Rav Huttner is saying, which is ma'oid ze adam. A person could do whatever they feel is a must. This guy felt, in the goodness of his heart, it was a must to jump off the bridge and save this girl. I have a kasha on you, you don't know how to swim. Okay, if you're already thinking of the kasha, I don't have a teretz. But there's no questions, he didn't have time to make those cheshbonos. I gotta go down. Obviously, every person knows how to swim deep down, but don't try it at your own risk. Because if you don't feel that must, you know, you go right down. But if a person is never stuck in the ocean, and like they say on the planes, you know, you do yourself first and then your children and this, you know, who's listening to that already? But if chas v'shalom, something would happen where a person is in the water, he'd be doing whatever he could to tread water until help comes, because this is his life. And this guy felt out of the goodness of his heart that this five-year-old's life was just like his own and he wanted to save her. But the idea is, if a person wants to do something, there's no such thing as I can't. I can't is mamash a treif a word for a yeshiva boy growing up in the prime years of his life where his mind is developing and he's able to have a yeshiva das. You think there's so many things now on your mind and so many tears. You know, you wait till you get married and you wait till you have children and everything is a, you shouldn't regret it. I mean, these are all things you're down for. You're down for a good shidduch, you're down for children, you're down for more children, you're down for parnasa. Everything is wonderful and you can't cry to Hashem afterwards for something that you're davened for. That's true. But you have to realize that when a person has less things on their mind and less things to worry about, to fill their mind with learning, to fill their mind with growing, is something that's within each and every one of us. And there's nobody here who could say, this I can't. I mean, you can't. If you had to save the five-year-old girl in order to do this, you would do it. Because you wouldn't make a cheshbon, you would do it. And a person has to realize that at the time of Rosh Chodesh, where we try to make a commitment, and again, as my father always stresses, and I think it's so practical, like everything that he always says, is that a person can't make the commitment to, like, change the world, change himself into a new world. You know, you take one thing on, like we said, Kavana and Nebracha and Shemana Esrei, another half hour a day to learn, another 10 minutes a day to learn, another Seder before davening, something where a person could do to fix a certain meter, to not tell Lashon Hara between lunch and supper, something where everyone has their own creativity and their own imagination, what it could be, but to try to grow, to take this conscious of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and never to think I can't, and even if a person thinks I couldn't, that was already last month, that was Adar. In Nisan already I can't. There's no such thing that I can't. Ma'od Za'odam is something that should carry with, everyone should carry with them throughout their entire life. Then a person is able to accomplish, Hashem should help, that we should have the strength to fight the battle, even if it's not a Shal Rav right now, it's not so Gishmak, but even that will come eventually with Siyata Dishmaya. Hashem should help us that after we take the first step, He should send us that Siyata Dishmaya so we could all fulfill our great potential. Thank you.